We now have the five Halalukas. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, brings Rabbi Yossi, who says, Yehei Chelki Migomrei Halal B'chol Yom. Let my lot in the next world be amongst those that finish Halal every day. So what is that referring to? So the Gemara explains that that's referring to Psukei D'Zimra, and the Rambam holds that it's referring to the last five Halalukas in Tehillim. These are the last five Prakram of Tehillim, the five Halalukas. That's what's called Gomrei Halal B'chol Yom. Those that complete Halal B'chol Yom, they say the end of Tehillim, the last five Mizmorim. Rashi argues in the Rambam that it's not the last five Mizmorim, but it's actually the third Halaluka here, Halu Es Hashem in Hashemayim, and the fifth Halaluka here, Halu Kel B'kotcho. And that's why if a person finds that he doesn't have enough time to say all the Halalukas in order to be able to daven Shemona Esrei with a minyan, so then the ones that he would skip if he's stuck like that would be the first and the second and the fourth, in other words. But he has to make sure that he says at least the third and the fifth. That takes top precedence because Rashi holds that those are what Rabbi Yossi was referring to over there. Rabbi Shimshon Rafael Hirsch says on that Gemara about Rabbi Yossi, who says, let my lot be amongst those that complete the Tehillim, let's say the last five Mizmorim, every day, is because since he had a lot of Kavanah in his davening, he davened slowly, it was very hard for Rabbi Yossi to be able to completely say those five Mizmorim. So he's davening to Hashem, let me be Matzliach, to have time in Minyan to say all those five Mizmorim. Let my lot be amongst those that are able to be Zochet to say all of those five Mizmorim. Haluka is a machlokas in the Gemara in Psachim, Kufi and Zion, Amun Aleph, whether Haluka is one word or whether it's two words. Is it Halalu, praise Ka, Hashem, or is it Haluka? It's one word. And the nafkamina would be, are you saying Shem Hashem right now? Are you in the middle of saying Shem Hashem right now? That's important to know. And also, are you allowed to erase this word? Because if ka is a separate word, so then it's like you're erasing Hashem's name if you erase it, so that would be problematic. We start off Haluka Hali Nafshi Es Hashem. So the Ibn Ezra and the Radak both explain the flow over here like this. Haluka, where we're turning to all of Klai Yisrael and we're telling everybody praise Hashem, and then we're turning to ourselves and we're saying Hali Nafshi Es Hashem, and my nefesh also should praise Hashem, as if there's a vav, as if it says Haluka v'halali nafshis Hashem, both everybody praise Hashem and let my own nefesh praise Hashem. That's how the Ibn Ezra and the Radak explain this pasuk. But the Sefer Tzluta D'Avram, he gives a different pshat. He says that no, we find in Tehillim different titles to Mizmorim of what type of a Mizmor in Tehillim this is. There's a Gemara in Pesachim that says, Ba'asara ma'amaro shel shavach ne'amar sefer Tehillim. The entire sefer Tehillim is said in five different categories of praises. And it gives a list of the different type of praises that we find in Tehillim. There's nitzuach, so sometimes it starts off lamanetzeach. There's nigun, lamaniginoth. There's maskil, there's mizmor, there's shir, there's ashrei. So, and then it says, and one of the categories is haleluka. There's Mizmorim that start with the term Haluka, which is a type of a praise of Hashem, a type of song. And the Gemara says, Gadol Mikula and Haluka, the greatest of all the praises of Hashem, of those 10 categories, is Haluka, because it includes Shem Hashem and a praise of Him in that one word. Halalu, praising Hashem, Ka. So, and the Tzuta D'Avram suggests that maybe it's like an instruction with how this Mizmor is meant to be said. In other words, that maybe it's meant to be said responsively, that somebody says it, and then the entire tzibor answers Haleluka. Then he says the next pasuk, and then everybody answers Haleluka. The way the Gemara in Sukkah describes how Hala was said. So it could be that it's like an instruction in the beginning of the Mizmor, how this should be said. That's what he suggests with the first word, Haleluka. Either way, so now we're saying, Halali Nafshi Es Hashem, he's telling his nefesh to praise Hashem, how? With the following words, Ahala Hashem b'chayai, etc. So Ahali Nafshi Es Hashem is telling himself to praise in the following way. Rav Avigdor Miller points out the word Nafshi, Ahali Nafshi Es Hashem, meaning when I praise Hashem, I'm not just praising Him because I'm chayev to, because it's a halacha that I have to say Pesukim de Zimra. And I'm not just praising Hashem because that's what's passed down to me from my ancestors. When I praise Hashem, it's coming from my nefesh. Nefesh is a person's ratzon, what he wants to be doing. He's connecting to the fact that he's doing it. And that's what we're stressing when we, right before we start praising, we're saying, Halil nafshi es Hashem. It's my own nefesh. I'm on my own willingly. I want to be saying these praises that it is that I'm saying. So first of all, we pointed out before, really the letter hey at the end of the word Ahalallah and the letter hey at the end of the word Azamra doesn't need to be there. It still means what it means. Ahalel, I will praise. Azamra, I will sing. So when you add that hey, it's like when you're being mizarez yourself. You're encouraging yourself, pushing yourself, grow in this area. Invest in this area. Ahalallah, Hashem b'chayai. That, why? Because this is what it is that we're put into the world for. This is our very purpose over here, to be praising Hashem throughout my entire life. And why isn't that repetitive when it says, Azamra lokai ba'odi? Ba'odi means while I'm still here in this world. Ba'odi, while I still exist. That's one pshat, like od, like still, while I'm still here in this world. So what does that add to Ahalallah, Hashem b'chayai? So first of all, Ahalallah, the word Ahalallah itself, so Rav Shneiman says that it's to praise, as opposed to Azamra, which is to sing in the form of a song. Rav Yehuda Miller adds Ahalallah is like to scream out in simcha and in thanks, but he also agrees that Azamra is to sing. So first of all, that changes the verb Ahalallah and Azamra. But also, Rav Yehuda Miller says there's a stress over here. Let's say you praise Hashem your entire life. You already did Allah Hashem b'chayai. And now you have one more minute to live. Five more minutes to live. One more day to live. But somebody's at the end of their life, they're on their deathbed. Still, Azamra lokai ba'odi. As long as they even have one more minute left, that's what I'm going to use it for. To praise Hashem, to thank Hashem, because that's our purpose in this world. It's something that we never want to stop. We want to squeeze out every ability to praise Hashem as we possibly could in our lifetime. The Ramban actually brings this pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, in Perek Vav, pasuk Yud Gimel, when he talks about how everything that a person does should be l'shem shemayim, right? Even what you do with your body, when you're eating, when you're sleeping, whatever, all of your existence should be to serve Hashem. So he brings this pasuk to also like to show that Ahalallah Hashem b'chayai, I want my entire life to be a praise of Hashem. I will praise Hashem with the way I live my life. Azamra lokai ba'odi, he explains ba'odi is with my existence, with my metzias, with my very existence. I want it to be that my very existence is a song to Hashem. Azamra lokai ba'odi, just the way that I do everything that I do should be a song and a praise to Hashem. That's also what we're saying over here in this pasuk. Notice that when it comes to the word Elokim, we say Elokai. We show our relationship to Him. My God, Elokai. When you say Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke, it never shows up in a form of my Yudke Vavke, Chas Hashem, because when you're referring more to Hashem Himself, so then there's no, like, He's not yours in any kind of way, completely above. But when you talk about Elokim, like how He runs the world, how He shows Himself within this world, so then you could already have relationships. So then you could use the word Elokai, my God, Elokeinu, our God. Now, we're continuing, and we're showing why is it that we should put all of our praises and our hopes in Hashem and not on other people at all. So, Al tiftechu b'nedivim, don't trust in nedivim, meaning nedivim, first of all, in the Sutta de Avram, he says, as referring to powerful people, people of means, whether it's because they have wealth or because they have high important positions as officers in the government, don't trust in them. Avigdor Miller points out Nadivim, meaning even though they're Nadivi Lev, even though they're giving and they're caring people, so you might want to trust them for that reason, don't trust in them. Who says they're going to feel the same way tomorrow? And even if they do feel the same way tomorrow, who says they're always going to have the ability or the means? But Ben Adam She'en L'Teshua, at the end of the day, he also is just a human being, comes from the earth, Ein lo teshua, he can't give you a complete Yeshua, complete salvation. Even the help that he gives you isn't like a done deal. He helped you right now. It's like patchwork. It's like a Band-Aid. You put a Band-Aid on the thing that you needed, but your problems could show up in another area, in another way. You could lose what it is that he gave to you. It's not a complete done deal, as opposed to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves you. If he decided that you should have Yeshua, it's going to stick. It's going to last. You're not going to lose it. And Hashem's going to be able to carry it out to the end. A human being is limited. Teitze Rucho Yashav Lad Maso. When the guy's spirit leaves him, even the wealthiest person, the most powerful person, the most caring person, when his spirit leaves him, he's going to be returned to the earth. He can't, he's vulnerable. He can't, don't trust in him. B'yomahu, on that day that he's buried, avdu eshtonotav, he loses all of his eshtonot. So Rashi and the Ibn Ezra and the Radak all say eshtonot are his thoughts, meaning he can't even think anymore. Anything that he was planning on doing for you, he won't be able to do. And the Targum says, then it means zimyono, which means plans. So I think it's the same idea, that all of a person's plans stop the moment that he's buried, like once he dies and you bury him. So in other words, he can't carry out even the things that he plans on doing. He might even start to carry it out, but he's going to fall short because he's going to die and then he can't do anything. So it doesn't make sense to put your hope in Hashem. To put your hope in other people. Doesn't make sense to put your hope in other people who are going to die and be buried. However, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezra, Sivro Al Hashem Elokav. The opposite, fortunate is the man that the God of Yaakov is there to help him. Why specifically the God of Yaakov is there to help him? So, two things that I saw. One, in the Tzudah D'Avram, he says that even if you're undeserving, you have no merit of your own, at the end of the day, you're still the seed of Yaakov, and Hashem promised Yaakov that he's going to be there for his people. So you could always refer to Hashem and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm of the offspring of Yaakov Avinu, and you're Kel Yaakov, so Hashem will help him, even just referring to the fact that he comes from Yaakov Avinu. I thought, and I really like this shot, that Yaakov had said, HaMalach HaGoel Osi Mikol Ra. A malach, I had special protection. There was a malach that guarded me from everything bad. And we have that same God that takes care of us, right? So right, he says, Hu Yivarach is an Aram V'Yikar V'Am Shemi. So all of his offspring have that bracha, that the malach that protected Yaakov will protect them. So Kel Yaakov Be'ezo, the God of Yaakov that protected him always, is there to help. Sivro is a person's hope, something that puts their hope in Hashem Elokav. So that's different. When you put your hope in people, we showed how that's silly. But when you put your hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so let's see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on his side. He's Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz, Es Hayam Va'es Kol Asher Bam, Hashem Ve'emes Olam. Meaning, we're trying to show, like, who are you putting your hope in? Not in somebody who has good wealth. He has some money stored up in the bank, but he's going to die one day. And who says that he'll still be so nice and so wealthy the next, you know, even while he's still alive? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're talking about a different thing entirely. That's definitely worthwhile putting your hope in, because he's Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. Not only did he once make the heaven and the earth, he continues to constantly right now in the present make the heaven and the earth. The entire ocean, everything that's in it, and everything that's on the Aretz. And we'll pick up from over here.